Welcome to your Giants 2-Minute Drill. Anita Marks, John Schmelk, and Double O. He spoke to the media earlier today, excited that he's going to be in his NFL regular season debut against the Buffalo Bills.
Got to be complete, you know. Whatever situation they put me in, I got to play at a high level, and I got to go in there and produce. You know, that's my goal personally is when I step on the field, I want to be productive for this team and what they need me to do. And so whatever it is, if it's a, you know, password situations or run situations, I really want to be effective and make plays for the team.
All right, John, so they're really going to need him because I'll tell you something, Tyrod Taylor, not only can he kill you with his arm, but he can kill you with his legs as well, and the Giants defense, they're going to need to contain.
Yeah, talk about a really tough first test for a rookie defensive end. You're going up against the first non-traditional pocket passer that the Giants have faced all year. They will run the read option, which means Taylor will be a running threat in this game, and then when you rush the pass, you can't just pin your back and go because you're going to open up lanes for him to run the football, so with when it all goes, however many snaps he plays, he's going to have to be disciplined.
Yeah, also, don't forget Carlos Williams. Not sure if LeSean McCoy is going to play or not, but Carlos Williams, that next man up, has had a lot of success in the NFL. They're going to need him as well to help stop that run.
Yeah, he's had nearly twice as many yards per carry as LeSean McCoy this year, more than 7 yards per. He's a bigger guy. He's strong. He's physical, but he also has speed. He's had a number of very long runs this year. So the Giants are going to have to, again, have good gap control, fill their lanes, and not let the big man get going.
Again, an exciting matchup for the Giants coming up on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. This has been your 2-Minute Drill with Anita Marks and John Schmelk.